This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the 6th Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation Summit at Bangkok in Thailand today. Speaking at the summit, the Prime Minister described BIMSTEC as a vital platform for promoting global good, emphasizing the need to strengthen the forum to enhance regional cooperation and deepen engagement. He proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation, saying that it is time to boost business across BIMSTEC nations. Mr. Modi announced establishment of BIMSTEC Chamber of Commerce and organization of BIMSTEC Business Summit every year. Mr. Modi proposed a feasibility to study on the possibilities of trade in local currency in the BIMSTEC region. The Prime Minister has welcomed signing of the BIMSTEC Maritime Transport Agreement, adoption of the BIMSTEC Bangkok Vision 2030, and adoption of the report of BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group. The BIMSTEC member states also adopted a summit declaration. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned sine die today. With this, the budget session of Parliament came to an end. The session had commenced on 31st of January. In his valedictory address in the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 118% productivity during the budget session. He said the lower house passed 16 bills during the session. Earlier Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Rajya Sabha held over 17 hours of discussion on the WAF Amendment Bill 2025, which is the highest in the history. He said the Lok Sabha also held around 14 hours of discussion on the bill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, has termed the passage of the WAF Amendment Bill and the Musliman WAF Repeal Bill by the Parliament as a watershed moment in the government's collective quest for socio-economic justice, transparency and inclusive growth. The legislation aims to streamline the management of WAF properties with the provision of safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The BJP today asserted that the passage of WAF Amendment Bill by both the Houses of Parliament is absolutely constitutional. Commenting on the Congress leader's remarks that they will challenge the legislation in the court, senior party leader Ravi Shankar Prasad told media outside Parliament that no one is stopping them from going to court. Earlier, Congress leader Pramod Tiwari said his party will fight this battle in the Parliament, in the People's Court, and if needed, they will also go to court. The government has said that due to the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao scheme, the sex ratio at birth has increased from 918 in 2014-15 to 930 in 2023-24 at the national level. In a written reply to the question in Lok Sabha, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the scheme focuses on creating mindset and behavioral changes towards the girl child. Legendary actor and filmmaker Manoj Kumar, who etched his name in the annals of Indian cinema, passed away in Mumbai today. He was 87. Manoj Kumar's son, Kunal Goswami, said the veteran actor breathed his last in the early hours of the morning following an illness. The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister have expressed grief over the demise of legendary actor. The government of Arunachal Pradesh has unveiled its new tourism logo and policy with the tagline Arunachal Beyond Myths and Mountains. The information was shared by Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post today. Khandu in his post informed that this visionary step will redefine state's tourism, showcasing not just stunning landscape but also the rich culture, heritage and traditions, ensuring sustainable growth that benefits local communities. In the meantime, the CM has congratulated the people of Arunachal, the Tourism Department and the Minister of Tourism, P.D. Sona, for their dedication in shaping a brighter future for tourism in the state. Showing optimism over the initiative, the CM said that it will bring new opportunities, global recognition and a deeper appreciation of Arunachal's unparalleled beauty. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Indian Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over 10 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. In IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at Ekana Cricket Stadium today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.